we pitched in and got some simple lotions and blankets and socks and things and distributed them to McLean County Nursing Home. Was our very first nursing home. So, and it's kind of blossomed and grown from there.
How did it start?
It just started because I was missing that Christmas giving spirit, that everything was so commercialized, and I felt, what better way to give back? There are organizations for children, families, and military during Christmas, thank goodness, but you'll find that there's not very many organizations for the elderly. So it really pushed me to do that, and it's been the best feeling ever since, best Christmas feeling.
Do the seniors need these things?
There are you'd be amazed, quite honestly, how many low-income seniors there are in these nursing homes. McLean County and Aperion Nursing Homes have benefited greatly, I believe, from the donations that we've provided to them. They're just simply, the elderly are alone and without, and we just want to serve them.
How do you collect, and what do you collect?
We've been collecting from, it started out with coworkers, and we've reached out to the community and through Facebook. We've gotten a positive feedback from there. We collect lotions, blankets, socks. They are stuffed animals, baby dolls. Our Alzheimer's patients really love baby dolls. So those are some of the items that we do collect.
How do you work with the nursing homes to place these things where they'll do the most good?
For the ones that we've served before, we've reached out to them, talked to activity directors and nursing staff, and they've suggested items that would be useful for the patients there at the nursing homes.
And those generally are?
The non-slip socks, the slippers, the personal items such as body wash and lotion, bath powder. They're usually cold by nature, unfortunately. So hats, gloves, socks, scarves, blankets are always a welcome donation.
How do you distribute, and when do you distribute?
A group of us get together with McLean County. It's usually my family and friends at this time, and we've had some outreach from the community now wanting to join in and help deliver and help organize, and so we'll get these gifts together and pack them up and get them shipped out. We have a handful of individual seniors that have reached out from the community, but mostly this is just going directly to the nursing homes here in Bloomington Normal at this time.
How many people do you help each year?
Well, the very first year, it was only 35, and we have now grown to, in 2017, we have helped over 600 individuals in the community.
That sounds like a lot of stuff.
It is. And it's by the graciousness of the community. We would not be able to do what we do if we did not have McLean County Bloomington Normal support. It's absolutely essential to us.
What do people tell you when they give?
They are just so very happy that there's someone out there that's doing this. It's about who wants to help give, and they are so delighted themselves to be a part of it. It makes them feel important, and they really are. They really are an important person, an important part of this. It's very integral.
What's the feedback been from the people who receive?
Overjoyed, so thankful, so grateful. They're so used to, most of them are alone. Most of them do not have a lot of family or people that care for them. So when you reach out to those individuals, a simple conversation is a godsend to them. But when you go out of your way to spend some time with them, give them a gift, try to make the holiday better for them, you could just see the joy in their eyes. And it's such a thrill. I can't explain the joy it brings me.
Do you get to hear those stories in person?
I do get a lot of feedback from the activity directors and individuals that work in the nursing homes. Unfortunately, due to HIPAA laws, it's not as easy for me to get directly to the patients, but we have reached out to some nursing homes, and we're trying to work with some families to see if possibly they would give us permission to maybe talk to their elders or maybe take some pictures for the site so that some of our donors can see exactly where these funds and where these items are going to.
Can you share a couple stories you received from the activity directors?
Just the feedback of the happiness it brings, that they have individuals that really have no family, and they're happy now. They are so thankful. They're so grateful. They're crying. It's such a simple thing to do, to just bring so much joy to these people. And they're grateful that we would take the time out of our week, out of our day, especially at this time of year, to take care of their people. That's what they are to them. To these people that work in these institutions with these elderly, they take ownership of them, and they're so happy that somebody's trying besides them to bring a smile to their faces.
Have you had parents bring their kids along to make the drop-off? And what
we have had in the past is Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts troops that have gotten together and collected donations and bagged them up and brought them in. So there is some community, some children in the community that are us helping as well. So I really love that. I think it's good to show our children our future, you know, that you need to take care of your elders, that they are still here and they're important.